good to be stuck together. I like when it's just me. I like when it's just me. I like when it's just me and you. Our time in this place has seen both of us change. You act more tender and I love you that way. Were it to me, that bar would never reopen. No more serving drinks. We just stay in slow motion. But ooh, I know that we can't do this forever. But ooh, it feels good to be stuck together. I like when it's just me. I like when it's just me. I like when it's just me and you.
too. I love my dog so much. That was sublime. I love my dog. I think that was maybe probably like the best song they ever produced.
Yeah. So much passion.
They have a lot of great music, but that's my personal favorite.
That's a favorite of mine now too.
It really is. And I can really feel the passion in his voice he's singing it, and the love for his dog. It's so beautiful.
I know. It's so really like warming. It's just like
one of our favorite
moment
songs
to be in.
Oh, Charo. My boy. I think I need to take him out. Oh my gosh.
Whoop. I was going to say, do we have any DJ updates?
That is it. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's an update. He's like, girl, he's like, get this. It might be his breath. He's kind of got stank breath.
We've all been there.
I have to get his teeth cleaned. He's a rescue, and when I got him, he had really horrible teeth. Mm-hmm. And he still has horrible teeth, and I gotta get that checked out. I actually did get a quote here in San Francisco to get his teeth cleaned. Uh-huh. And it was ridiculous. It was almost $3,000.
No way.
Yeah, for teeth cleaning for Charo. Yeah, she was like, and that doesn't include any extractions, because there may be some needed, because his teeth are kind of bad.
That's crazy. That's like human prices.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, I don't even get my teeth cleaned.
Like, what?
I'm kidding. I do. I get my teeth cleaned twice a year.
But I wouldn't if it was that price.
Yeah, you're right. And for a long time, like, I think for like 10 years, I didn't get my teeth cleaned because I didn't have dental insurance, you know? So,
and now it's fine.
I was fine. And when I got it cleaned, I had no cavities.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a scam. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, for him, I need it. It needs to be done. They say with small dogs, like, it, their teeth care, their dental care really, like, plays a big role in their longevity of their lives. So mm-hmm. A friend of mine recommended a dentist, like, in the East Bay that charges, like, $800. So I'm looking into going there, but that also means I have to rent a car and probably stay the night in the East Bay. So it's like, you know, maybe like $1,000 versus $3,000, which isn't fun,
but it's better.
Yeah, and if it prolongs his life, I would give my life to prolong his. Even if he just farted on my lap.
I love you guys' relationship.
Yeah, he totally did. I'm like, what is us?
I bet he's so happy to be getting so much love.
I'm so happy.
It's so nice that you guys can give that to each other.
I wake up every morning and I thank him for being in my life.
Aww,
and so he has this super cute look because he looks like he's been working all day and he's got this, like, he's tired. And I'm like, get out of here.
What did you do?
I know. But he's like, his hair is messed up and he's like, one eye's open. And it's the cutest thing ever. And I just let him know he's so loved. And he's changed my life. And if you're on the fence about fostering or adopting, just do it, because it can be life changing. And it was for me.
Yeah.
I was on the fence. I was like, should I foster? Mm-hmm. And then I did. And then I didn't like him at all, actually. I was like, can you take him back? Because he's a handful.
A little rough start.
It was very, it was bumpy, turbulent. It was extreme turbulence when I got him, because he was so traumatized that he didn't have any love or trust, and he didn't know what love looked like. Mm-hmm. So he didn't trust humans. I don't know his past, but I know that his future is going to be really beautiful.
All that matters.
Yeah, I'm by his side. But yeah, I ended up falling in love with him and adopting him.
Made you fall in love with him?
I fell in love with him. I was going through my own personal challenges at the time. My grandmother was in a coma. She fell into a coma when I was fostering him. Mm-hmm. And I was devastated, and I remember crying, and I went into the shower. That's like the safest place to cry. It's like a good place to let it out.
It's like a hug.
And so I went in the shower, I showered, and I cried, and he wouldn't look at me before that. We had such a rough start that he would not, he didn't trust me. He didn't want to look at me, and I treated him like a cat, where I just let him do his own thing. Ooh, baby. Baby needs to go out soon. Yikes. You're doing this live on the air? That's okay. But yeah, so I went in the shower and I was crying. at the news, the devastating news that I received, mm-hmm. and this dog who didn't give two fucks about me prior and was trying to, he was very aggressive and bit me several times. He went to the shower and was like whining to get in, and I was like, what, you're looking at me, what are you, is everything okay, what's going on? And he was filthy when I got him. He was so filthy, he came from the streets, that he had poop underneath his paws, all four of his paws, that had turned into like concrete. It was like rock. It was like a rocks under his, and I had to, well, what I did was I wasn't allowed to touch him. He wouldn't allow any human to touch him. But when I was in the shower crying, he ran to the shower and he wanted to get in. And that was the first time he let me grab him. And I grabbed him and I picked him up, and he looked me in the eyes like, I'm here for you. It's okay. I got you. And I bathed him for the first time. I was taking a shower and he came in with me and I showered him. And then I was able to, and then right after that, I was able to cut that, the like poop rocks from under all of his paws and file them down. And he just, after that, he just completely trusted me and gave himself to me. And
that's so beautiful.
It's like he saw my pain. It was like, I think we've talked about it before, like there's the word namaste, which is like my soul sees your soul. And but there should be another word for my struggle sees your struggle, because that's what we had. Like he was like, you're in pain, I know what that feels like. And that's what bonded us.
I never knew this.
You did not? No, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's so sweet. And I fell in love with him, and I was like, there's no way he's not going to be by my side forever. So I adopted him, and he adopted me. So here we are.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, my baby.
I love when you have those moments, because it just like confirms that like the universe meant for this to happen.
Oh, totally. And it was not natural. It wasn't like he came as a foster and it was rainbows and butterflies. Not at all. It was quite a challenging and rocky road. But the moment that I was completely alone, and he recognized that, and he gave me all his love and trust, and that's sacred to me. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's our DJ Cha Cha Charo, and that's why we play a little segment for him and all the other dogs out there, like our beautiful baby King.
Yes,
King Bo. Yeah, King's a cat, but he's a dog in my eyes.
I was gonna say King does the same thing for me, like when I'm having a hard day. Or like
a real king does.
Yeah, right. He'll like, usually he's really standoffish. He kind of stays in his own little world. But he can like tell when I'm like not feeling my best, because he'll come and like he'll rub between my legs and like,
he's like, you need me. He's like, you need me right now. Okay, you gotta work. Okay.
Right,
clocking in, baby.
Like, how long is this gonna take?
He's like, I'm busy, but I got some time for you.
But yeah, I love that animals do that for you.
They really do.
Yeah.
I had a friend visit once, and they were sharing a story that was emotional, and they began to cry, and Charo ran over to them. And he was like, he went straight to work as an emotional support animal. He was like, reporting for duty, what can I do? He really, and it was really beautiful. It's like, once he sees others in pain, there's something about people who have hurt and connecting with others who've also, who know what that feels like.
Yeah.
As humans, we all know hurt. We know what that feels like. But some of us are just a little more open to receiving during that time. And I think Charo recognizes that. Yeah, he's a little empath. But he's also a little bugger. So for Halloween, we're going to dress up.
I was going to ask you about your costumes.
Okay, are you dressing up?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay, what are you...
So I was thinking about, like, an angel.
Oh my god, you should do that.
But I've also wanted to be a baseball player. I feel like the baseball player would be, like, a little sexier.
Ooh, okay.
But then I also don't know if I want to do sexy, because I can do, like, a grandma one. I think that would be funny, too.
Like a grandma what?
Like, just like...
Baseball player or grandma?
No, just like a grandma in general.
Oh, you could be a grandma. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Like a little gray wig.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I don't know.
Okay. Don't know. With a walker? Okay. I'd be more in a wheelchair, because I'm like, I don't want to walk. Or I'd get the walker with the seat so I can sit down anytime. Because those are bomb, actually.
True.
Like, those are... I mean, whoever invented that, I'm like, yes. Yeah. With
the
seat?
I kind of want one.
Yeah.
If I... knew I wouldn't be judged, I would definitely have one.
Okay. I mean, I wish I could carry a chair with me everywhere I went. Sometimes I just want to sit down.
I know.
I just want a seat in a backrest. Yeah. Okay. Can I
I'm
live?
I'm always looking for a seat. I'm like, can I sit on this cement? Is it clean enough?
Just doing it anyway.
But wait, no, your custom.
Yeah, so, you know, we're doing an on-brand thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on-brand for DJ Chachachacharo's personality, and we're dressing up as devils.
Oh.
So it would be fun if you dressed up as angels. My friend and their dog, they're going to be angels.
Oh, and, okay.
And it would be really fun. And I know that we're all hanging out on Halloween night and we're all getting dressed up. So it'd be fun if it was like a group and we were like good and bad.
That'd be fun. That means our manager should be a devil.
Yeah.
And I'll be an
angel. Ooh, I like that. Yes. Ooh, okay.
A little yin and yang.
Tim Ying. Tim you.
Right. That's what I sponsor. Tim you sponsor mine.
Tim you. That's my friend Tim. All right, what's next? Oh my gosh, it's 9:16. Where did the time go? Yeesh. I think it's a little time for some midlife. Okay.
Midline? Yeah. Some zingos.
Okay, good luck pronouncing that one. You know I'm not going to be able to. Zwango's up. Okay. Stop. I guess we'll find out when we listen to the song. Zwango's up?
My life.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, not midlife?
Mal. Maybe I can't.
Oh, mild life. I misspelled it. It's mild life. You're right. Okay, mild life. Here we go.
Time. vice is love to punish me. Vulnerability is love's currency. Hard to be yourself when you don't know who you're supposed to be. Liquored up, got no luck, that's no way to find. Head is stuck, jumbled up, found a place in line. Ain't no faking your way through daisies, and there ain't no making a way. She's taking a try. How you come across a place of fate on omens. Hoping doors will open with names and games and slogans. Saying what you need to say is hard when you can't think of motive. Got no luck, fucking up, that's no way to find. Thoughts are stuck, knuckle up, find a place in mind. Ain't no waiting your way through changes. And there ain't no making a way. She's taking a try.
the right situation, I'm a well-adjusted guy. I walk into the room and I'm on. I sneak outside and light a spliff and then it hits me. Are they talking about me while I'm gone? I don't remember who I met or who I drank with, so preoccupied with how I appear. I can't be anywhere without being somewhere else, so I always miss what's happening here. Politics and party tricks, I'm guessing who they want me to be. All I'm ever thinking about is what everybody's thinking of me. Movies take forever and then someone wins the end. I hate the beach, I hate when someone's mad at me, and most of all I'm scared that I hate my friends. Cause they look awfully nonchalant in conversation when it pauses and I got nothing to say. I take a breath and make a joke at my expense. If they laugh, I'm probably doing okay.
I took too many shots last summer. Went flying and spent all my dollars. Anything not to lay in bed all day. I'll always choke a wild tequila. Cause of the nights I can't up with ya. I'm old and I'll be younger than I'm late.
is a scramble for an easy way out. Tried to know myself, but the tears came welling up. Got lucky when I drove you back to your friend's house. I took too many shots last summer, still reeling with the paranoia. I still have days where I can't do a thing, but I'll always choke a wild tequila, 'cause of the nights I can't.
Okay, that was Well Tequila.
Well Tequila.
Wim Tapley. That's a cool name.
Yeah, that was a pretty,
okay,
pretty cool sound.
Okay, do you have a favorite Well Tequila or Well drink? Sounds like they do. Can you hear them? There's someone outside of the studio.
Is it Happy Thanksgiving?
I heard a Happy Thanksgiving. Can we celebrate Halloween first, please?
Right.
Okay, what's your rush? Okay, slow down. Slow down. They're having a good time, though.
And they are.
Oh, shoot. Now they're getting mad.
You can't tell if they're mad or
Well, I can't tell if that's excited. A hug. Yeah, exactly. It sounds the same. But yeah. We're excited. We're not mad. We ain't mad. We're excited. We out here.
We're enjoying the vibes.
Yeah.
That was Well Tequila with Wim Tapley. Mm. And before that, we heard Politics and Party Tricks.
I like that.
By Slim Dan. I love that song. Okay. And I love that name, too.
I know Slim Dan.
Right.
Do you think he's real big? Do you know, like, back in the day, he'd be like, little man, and he'd be 6'7"?
Huge.
Yeah, I know.
Like, where did Lil come from? Because that's not what it's giving.
And it was Lil. L-I-L. It wasn't Lil. It was Lil.
It wasn't even the full word.
It was really, really small. Okay, yeah. Lil Man was far from Lil. But, yeah, that was fun. That was a good... that was good.
Before that, it was Stay Late by Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was a good one. Oh, yeah, because we went through like four or five. Yeah. I'm like, why are we?
By Your Neighbors. Wait, have you heard of, like, you know, we do our little sling. Have you heard of people calling men beta?
You know what? I have heard of that, and I heard it through some guy I dated briefly who considered himself alpha, and he was calling other men beta, and I was like, that's weird.
I know.
That's interesting. Like, that's an interesting observation, because I don't live on social media, so I don't know what the trends are, and I think this dude was hashtag trending. Because that's where I am.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, whoa, is that a put down now? Like, what?
It seems like it, but it's
I think it's nice that there's a variety.
Yeah.
Isn't that what makes the world go round?
And also, most alpha men are like too on one spectrum. Yeah. They're like too much in their masculine energy, and we have both, and no matter who you are, it has to be a little bit of balance.
Yeah, it's all balanced. Yeah. But yes, I've heard of it briefly.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
That one psycho. We say psych, no, but where we go, we don't go slow.
We go.
We go.
Go.
Okay.
But yeah, we've been listening to some jams. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys have been enjoying it.
We jam. We out here. We jamming.
Straight vibing.
And slamming.
Surviving.
Slamming.
Slamming.
We thriving, not driving.
I enjoy just like having a nice flow, like in all things, Like, and I think that's what you and I have is we have a nice flow.
Yeah, it's nice to just go with it.
That's what we do.
It's so free.
I know. It's really nice.
Like, because I'm also such a planner, and like I've been learning over the last like couple of years that you can't plan everything, and it's better to just go with what's going on instead of having your idea in your head.
Totally. It's like you want to ride the wave and not drown in it, but mm-hmm. you just accept the wave for it being there. Mm-hmm. Like, and we acknowledge the wave. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to learn how to wait in it until
ready to surf it.
Okay. Yeah, there's many things going on. but there's a wave nonetheless. So recognize that beautiful baby. The ocean is huge and powerful. And as are you, just like us, one of us. I think we all have the capability of being beautiful and powerful. Mm-hmm. A divine being lives within us all. I think that's important to remember.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful too, because we are so often like taught that it's outside of us.
No, it's within us.
Yes, it is. Mm. And you're all you need.
You're all your needs as well. Like, you can meet your needs. All you need. You plant that seed.
It comes for free.
Just let it be. Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for still hanging out with us. Right? Okay, you know what? We didn't mean to go there, but we go anywhere.
Yeah.
Actually, we're steering the wheel. Actually, we go wherever we want.
Speaking of going.
And we said steering the wheel, and then you heard that motorcycle, and I think it was that guy who probably shouldn't be driving who was out here saying happy Thanksgiving.
He definitely shouldn't be driving. Yeah.
No, I don't think that was him, but he was standing there. Happy Thanksgiving, though. I'm thankful.
I'm ready for Halloween.
Okay, I love Halloween. So
excited.
You're dressing up. Maybe an angel. Maybe a baseball player.
Maybe a grandma.
Okay, I actually love the grandma thing. We should just embrace. We should all be grandmas, because that's easy. Oh, do you need a wig?
I was going to ask you.
I might have a grandma wig. I may have a grandma wig. Okay. My friends and I, we used to do the Golden Girls.
There's a play
that. And I dressed up once, and we would go to the play, or we would watch the play, and we would get dressed up. So I know that I have some grandma vibe stuff.
I just think it'll be so cool to be a grandma and then like be twerking.
Oh my god, they twerking and working. They out here deserving and twirling. I don't know where that voice comes from, by the way. Like, my rap voice, it kind of annoys me, but I'm also into it. I know, like, she out here, she getting it. And she ain't regretting it. And she ain't letting it. Okay, we got a little head bob. Okay, that's good. We in the studio, and we ready to go, and we ready to roll, and we ready to flow.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, man, that was so much fun. One night we just were out. Was the funnest. All that night. Was so much fun.
We were just like going back
nowhere
and
nowhere in particular. We were just like, eh.
Yeah, all night.
That was so much
that
fun.
That was so much. I felt like a kid.
I know. It's really nice. I just felt free.
Yeah.
And I think that's what being childlike is being free of judgment.
Yeah.
And giving no fucks.
Yes.
Well, no fucks. I ain't giving. But out here trying to live in. Whoops, uh-oh. DJ Chachachadro just jumped off my lap. He said, no, I didn't like that one.
He did a little sprint.
Oh, okay, that was a sprint and a scratch. Okay. He was trying to DJ and scratch it up. Scratch it up.
9:43. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
I'm having the best time. And
I've been enjoying the music, too.
The music. Okay, so tonight you curated the list. I thank you so much for doing that. I had a busy day, and you took it.
I thoroughly enjoy it. I love falling. I love finding small artists and I love this song.
I know it's really. I know I love it too. Yeah, it's really nice because there's so much talent out there.
I know.
Like we get fed just a few artists, but there's so many talented artists out there, and it's really great to highlight them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and you did a great job with this playlist tonight. So thank you.
Speaking of highlighting artists, next we have Colin. Colin.
Okay, Colin. I'm sure he's been called Colin before.
I'm the substitute teacher that can't pronounce it. Oh my God.
I know. I'm like,
happens all the time.
Step on me? No, it's Stephanie. That's not my name, by the way, but
I got you. Okay.
Colin
Bracewell. And this is Slopes.
Kidding. Slopes? Yes. We like Slopes. Okay. Slopes, let's go. Ooh, I like a clap.
Keep on, keep on, slow little. Get on, get on. Your life's a pity, but deep down, you're ready to go. So lost, so sentimental. How hard was that fall? It hurt a little. Tender, so tender. I'm turning away. Hitting the slopes in the morning. You're turning me up in the evening. How can I sleep here without you? And I probably should have warned you. Oh, oh, oh. Warned you. If you could see her, you ought to quit it. Go on and take time to live it in it, cause it's true. Check it for you choose to go on and hang on another minute. Toxic, you're homesick. I sleep here without you, and I probably should have warned you that I'm a mess, acting like I'm ready. Will you take me home before you can get me to confess? Painting all these pictures of you. Yeah, I'm a mess, acting like I'm ready. Will you take me home? Pictures of you, probably should have warned you.
I just to wind up all alone. I'll take a walk along the river, seeing sights of things undone. You will just stay among the trees.
That was experimental. Yeah. They were trying it all.
A little raw.
Like, let's see what sticks.
Yeah.
Okay, I enjoyed that. Mm.
And that was your neighbors. They're actually at the Independent tonight.
Tonight?
So they're performing
okay,
at the Independent
so
tonight.
So live as we speak, they're out there on stage doing their thing. Well, welcome to San Francisco. What are the names again? Your neighbors.
The neighbors.
Your neighbors. Thanks, your neighbors, for hanging out with us tonight and for being here and
yes.
sharing your talent.
I know. Good music.
Mm, that was Sideways. That was good. Oh, it's definitely Sideways. From their album, Sideways. Okay, Sideways. Mm-hmm, Sideways. Mm-hmm. Look out here. My way.
It's 9:54.
Whoa. What?
Jeez.
What?
I know.
Wait, when did this happen?
Oh, no.
We just got here.
I know.
That's what it feels like. I literally feel like I was just like, whoa, it's hot. And I just sat down, and all of a sudden, it's nice.
And our manager was like, go outside.
Exactly. They were like, step outside, girl. Hurry up. Cool off. Come back in. We got a job to do.
I know. It's been such a fun night.
It's been
such a flowy night.
I mean, that's par for the course. And we're hanging out. Corey? That's what it is? Par for the course? Yeah. Par for the core? Course.
Course.
Okay, I'm just hearing the music behind. I'm like, eh. Also, we're eating some hot Cheetos, and that's our jam. Yes. One fell on the ground, and Chadro ate it, and he's now addicted, which just happens when you have a hot Cheeto.
Same thing happened to me.
Same thing. I was 7 years old, had my first one.
My mom dropped dead.
And then I became an addict. So,
yeah, that's how it happens. It happens. So, I'm like, okay, what is it? The rite of passage to eat the hot Cheeto off the ground. So, thanks for hanging out with us.
It's 9:55. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
I'm sad to say goodbye. I think we're on our last song, but thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for being here and supporting us and supporting the show. Yes. This is Nowhere in Particular.
We're so grateful for you guys. Like,
we're
genuinely
so grateful. This is a dream come true.
It really is.
I'm
like so
happy. I couldn't have even dreamt this big when I was a kid. And here we are. Out here. Yes. We out here.
Just vibe there.
Thanks for hanging with us wherever you are. We appreciate your support. And we appreciate you hanging out with us. And if you have anything to say, please say it on the chat or email us privately at
nowhereinparticularshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. Oh, also, if you want to just like start listening to our podcast,
yes,
which is out live right now, anywhere you listen to podcasts,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you get
yourself. We're on YouTube. We're on the YouTubes, y'all. Yes. Yeah.
Everywhere. Nowhere in Particular Show.
Nowhere in Particular Show. We also have social media that we're going to start blasting on. And by blasting, we mean just like posting a couple things.
Yeah.
Okay. We
keeping,
out here.
Keeping you
we
updated.
We cute. We cute. Yeah. Gotta you know, keep you, you updated. And don't mind all the pictures of DJ Chacha Chadro. He's a big ham. He loves the camera.
Yeah.
And he loves to quote. He loves to quote our shows, our episodes. Like, I just put things together. That's what he does, and that's what we do. Yes. And we thank you, and we love you.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to end the night. It's a full moon tonight.
It is a full moon tonight.
Yes, so we're going to end tonight with The Magnificent Moon by Mild Life.
Oh, Mild Life. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm like, I got to remember it.
Enjoy the music. Look at the beautiful moon.
It is a magnificent moon.
Let's go.
Oh, good night, y'all. Thank you. Ciao. Our journey is over.